Hey there, prayer warriors. This is Mark here at Lighthouse, and just want to just make sure that you're having just an amazing week. And before we go any farther, how about if we just say just a quick prayer, just asking God for some guidance and wisdom today. Dear Lord, we just praise your name. We just come to you daily. We seek you. We pray for our salvation. We love you for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, just hope you're having an amazing week. And today's, you know, we've talked about prayers of thanks, and we've talked prayers of praise and prayer and song all the way through country western songs, which is just a lot of fun. And today's a little bit more serious, and it's really prayer and salvation. You know, it's like, you know, how do I become saved? How do I renew my walk with Christ? How do I get back in the Word, and how do I draw closer to God? And it's really pretty darn simple. And you know, the God's Word here, our Bible, really outlines a lot of that stuff. And it, all the way back into Joel in the Old Testament, and it's reflected in the book of Romans. So go ahead and open up your Bibles to Romans 10:13. Romans 10:13, a simple verse, just a dozen or so words. It's also quoted back there in Joel 2:32. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Woohoo! I mean, how hard is that? And it's whoever. I mean, that means whoever. That's anybody. It's all of us. And so it's whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And here's Paul writing to the Romans, and they're confused. Hey, do I got to do this and do this and do this? No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so it's just amazing. It's simple just for us to come back to God, to come to God, to know God and walk with Him. And another great verse is there in Ephesians 2. Verses 8 and 9, and Paul, once again, he's writing to that church in Ephesus, and there in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of your works, lest anyone should boast." And they're thinking, well, how should I get to heaven? Well, you know, it's pretty darn easy. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. You're not going to work your way into heaven. It's just a gift. It's free. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it's pretty easy for us to do something like this. You know, it's just like Jesus. Why did Jesus come here? And his guys were all gathered around, and, you know, they're having these kind of deep discussions. Well, they're asking kind of simple questions. He's giving back a little bit more. He's giving them the meat and potatoes on some of these conversations, and they're just looking for the ice cream. There in Matthew 9:13, he says, "I haven't come to call the righteous, but the sinners." So he came here to save us as the sinners. And you know, I hope there's nobody out there that says, "Oh, well, I've never sinned." You know, that's probably the greatest sinners. But anyway, I think we all sin. We you know, slip in our daily walk with Christ. Some of us have never come to Christ, and we still slip. And you know, there's just one big difference between the saved and the unsaved. They're the one thing we have in common is we all still sin, whether in our thoughts, our deeds, our actions. And we just come to God, and we get to come to God every day, just to renew our salvation, renew our faith in Him, and draw closer to Him. And so what I'd like to do is just share real quick my own personal story. And God is a God of second and third chances. You know, I was 19 years old. I had both feet solid in the world. Went to this concert down in Southern California in a big tent. And at the end, I thought, hey, this is pretty groovy music, and listening to it and really enjoy it. And this guy got up at the end and said, "Hey, anybody here like to accept Christ as your personal Savior?" And I go, I don't even know what that means. Great music. So I hopped back in my car, started to leave the parking lot, and my car broke down. Well, I've got a real trusty little car that I used to work on, and I thought, okay, well, this is kind of goofy. But fixed the car, eventually got out of the parking lot, and a couple weeks later I went to another location. Same guy up there, great bands, you know, some bands like Love Song or something like that. They're singing at the very end. This guy gets up again and said, "Hey, anybody here like to accept Christ as your personal Savior?" I went, well, yeah, probably not for me. Great music, though. Went out, hopped in my car, started to drive out of the parking lot. Car broke down. Same exact thing. And I'm thinking, okay, this is, you know, I'm 19 years old, not real smart, not really in tune with what's going on around me. But a couple weeks later, went back to the Big Top there in Costa Mesa, and this guy gets up at the very end. Tom Stipe says, "Hey, anybody here like to accept Christ as your personal Savior?" And I said, "God, give me 10 minutes. I want to get down to the beach. Can I talk to you?" And that night, I made probably one of the hardest decisions I have ever made in my entire life. It was like standing in pitch black up on the high dive, getting ready to jump in this nice warm water that I knew was there. It was going to be absolutely amazing. But I was afraid. And I think we're all afraid to draw closer to God in some cases. Sometimes we just open our arms, but we pray. And that night I prayed that prayer, and it's a sinner's prayer. And it's pretty darn simple. And I encourage you to say it every day. Share it with friends. The hardest thing for us to do is to take that first step, to take that leap of faith, truly, to jump off that diving board into the warm, loving arms of Jesus. And it's pretty safe and easy just to say, "Jesus, you're calling me. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. You died for me because of my sins. Come into my life. Guide me. Direct me. You are my Savior and salvation. In your name, I accept you. In Jesus' name, amen." So it's simple. It's easy. And if we renew our commitment or an initial commitment, that's all we have to do. And I would just pray that each of you reach out to somebody this week. Who else needs prayer? We're in a kind of a mixed up, screwed up world these days. I know there's somebody there in your family, somebody that you know, and it's going to be hard for you to talk to them. It's going to be hard for you to make that first step. The first step is always the hardest in any relationship, especially a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so I encourage us, take that step of salvation, take that step to renew and to grow with our Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, prayer warriors, I just want to say thank you for all you do. Keep up those prayers. And if you need anything, or if you have ever not made that step and you need some guidance, give us a call here at the church. Ask for Pastor Ron, Pastor Jeff, anybody here on the staff, and we will help you with that. If you need prayers because of something in your heart that you are burdened with, give us a call or see us after each of the services on Sunday. The prayer room is open. Our hearts are open. Thank you.